going in your eyes, Paul?
It's a dead heat right now for me. They're both, I think, have improved from the start of the season. They're both fairly even.
What are you looking for in terms of the guy to try to separate in that job?
Just, I guess improved play, or somebody gets on a bit of a run. Even with that, usually injuries take care of getting everybody enough games. You get 7 and 8 deep at times with your defense. We've seen us get deeper than that. I also don't want to leave a guy out. I don't think either one of them's play has said, you're going to the stands and you may not get back in. So we'll continue possibly to rotate them if it stays dead even. If somebody gets the lead on that, they'll get 2 and 3 game runs, maybe 4 game runs. But we're just waiting for one to separate.
You talked about the injury obviously being a factor. Do you feel like Dimitri is getting closer to last year's top level?
I do. I think he's improved from training camp straight through. I think Joe also came in. Playoffs are maybe a different animal, but he's come in at a higher level than he started last year. So we're fine with their play, and it's certainly not a hole in our lineup in my mind.
And how's Sherratt doing on the pairing with Byfuglien in your eyes?
Very well in the last 4 or 5 games. He's played a very defined game. His defensive stick has been good. He's also been heavy at the right times. His reads have been good. He's moved the puck well. We're very pleased with him.
So you can appreciate we have some time to look through some obscure stats this week, but one that jumped out to me is you guys have taken the first penalty of the game now 10 straight games. Does that tell you anything? Is it a product of maybe some bad luck, or is that indicative of maybe some of those slow starts that you guys aren't moving your feet maybe as quick as you'd like to start games?
Yeah, I don't know that the 2/3, we're at 14, so just under 2/3. We're 17th, I believe, in time short in the league. We got big penalty minutes because we ran into, and when you think about the one game, we had 8 straight and then a bunch of 10-minute liners, that aberration's out. We've been a more disciplined team later than we were early. So I don't think that it's a matter of coming out lazy or coming out slow. I don't think that. If we come out a little too wired, possibly our sticks get a little aggressive, but that wouldn't be a... There are other obscure stats that I'm more worried about.
Obviously, though, early in a game when momentum is kind of up for grabs, you'd prefer to get on the power play first as opposed to having to kill one off.
If your power play's rolling like ours, you'd like to have the advantage in that every night. I think special teams here tonight are net even. They've had more opportunities maybe on the power play, and that skews the percentages, but it's a dead heat tonight.
And just on the penalty kill, other than maybe a couple games where there's been some clumps, it has been pretty effective. So what is it, do you think, that is working so well? Obviously, goaltending it starts with.
Your goaltending it starts with. We've had 2 really rough nights, Dallas and in Finland. I think we went from 9th to 19th in one game ranking. We've been continually trying to push that place where we can get a little bit more aggressive. The opposite of the Dallas game, we weren't nearly aggressive. The Florida game, we probably could do a little better job cleaning that front. But we're starting to get into a rhythm, I think, on our penalty kill and get a little more aggressive with it.
Paul, with the way that your lines are right now, does that change the way that you approach trying to contain Colorado's top line, and will you try to go for a harder match?
No, but it would change possibly how long we'd stay with the lines the way they are. So it's a pretty basic formula, and I'm not giving away any secrets. It's either Scheifele or Lowry at home usually plays against the other team's best. Sometimes the decision is where the face-off is. A lot of times the decision is where the face-off is. Now we have 2 players on each line. While Nicky Ehlers has played some time with Scheifele and Wheeler, not in kind of that shutdown role, and we've got Patty with Adams' line. So what would be great for the Winnipeg Jets is that this is another place for us to go, that it wouldn't have to be Kopp on the wing, and it wouldn't have to be Connor on the wing, and we could still play a very aggressive defensive game and be confident with that. There's some growth there, too. If we can run this for a while, we can get both of those young players understanding better both sides of the puck. It's part of the natural growth that young players have to go through. So we like the potential return on investment for it, but we get judged game at a time, and if it's not where I like it early, then we may switch.
Paul, what is the challenge facing this pretty powerful line tonight? Does it look familiar to you?
There are very powerful lines around the league, right, where they're dominant when they come in. This line's unusual in its components. You've got one player that does the three things exceptionally well. He skates very fast. He's got incredible power in his game and just fantastic finishing hands. You've got Landeskog that has that power as well as a complement and rent, and then with a very high skill level. The biggest mistake that we can make is not paying attention to the other three lines. They're going to get our chances. Our A guys are going to get their chances too. You've got to play well defensively against the others, but to look past that's the only key to success would be foolish.
Is there anything in Rantanen's game that has surprised you that he has burst into such prominence so very quickly?
I wouldn't think so. I saw him play a game in here in the American Hockey League a few years back, and he was, as he is now, he was there then. It's a matter of time. He's an incredibly skilled player. I do think it's kind of the theory that most of the left wingers that I would play with Scheif and Wheeler are going to generate a fair amount of offense if they have a certain skill level. He fits that line exceptionally well with what the other two players bring to the table, and he has a skill set that can clearly, if you open up enough ice for him, and those two players will, he's going to make plays.
Paul, is there anything you studied or learned from how Colorado came out of their overseas trip last year, or conversely, how Ottawa was impacted?
So Colorado, I believe, lost two games overseas and took off right after it, and Ottawa won both, and it didn't go quite as well. I watched Florida's first period last night. Wouldn't have been what they wanted, but they were able to rebound as the game went on. This just doesn't have enough, and I've done the Florida, or the Helsinki trip and come back and played, but you just don't have enough experience for me to give you the honest answer of I know what this is going to look like here tonight. I'm not sure. It's a little bit like the first game after Christmas or after reading week. You're not 100% sure what you're going to get.